Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The recent Supreme Court decision on gay rights in the workplace was an attack against God. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The judicial branch to make decisions of what the Constitution says on any particular issue, and not necessarily what they want it to say, but what it really says. I mean, this is one of the major problems in the decision, is it not?
Well, absolutely it is. And I think at the heart of it, I mean, we have a constitutional issue based on what you just said, and it's exactly correct. And even in the dissenting opinion, the dissenting opinions cited the very fact that the court had no decision, had no authority to make law and to accomplish in a decision of nine justices what an entire Congress has not been able to do over a period of many years. So constitutionally, a major abridgment and a usurpation of power. That has been a problem. But, you know, Jim, I have another concern about this, in that, once again, we have the court, an entity of government, of our official United States government, weighing in and declaring, in effect, that what God says about human sexuality and male and female changed it to be what man would want it to be in defiance of what God says. And I really think, as we talk about end time things and prophetical elements of it, I was most disheartened, I suppose, not just the constitutional aspect, but here again, where the official entities of our government have decided to rule against what God says and to make what is wrong right and what is right wrong. That is my greatest concern, and I think it takes and adds one more element on top of all that we're seeing in this country as another reason, not that God needs it, but God's hand of judgment is on us as a nation. And I say, right in the middle of all that we're having, you have our highest court of the land in an affront to the Constitution, and in a higher way, an affront to God himself.
Sam Rohr explaining why the Supreme Court decision was an attack against God. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. If anybody would study the history of America, they would learn that our nation was built upon biblical principles. Also, the Constitution written on biblical principles as well. America cannot be called a Christian nation, but the highest court in the land must not make legislative decisions as they attack God, and that is according to God's word, Romans chapter 1 and Genesis 19. And that's what the Supreme Court decision did, a decision that is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...